Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Oh, happy day. It's Monday. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Today, we're going to talk about personal stuff, probably, and a little bit about McDonald's. But wow, what a weekend it was. First, it started off Thursday by the gent and I having dinner with some people that we know on Twitter. And it was cool to meet people that you finally meet people that you know on Twitter and you finally meet them in person. It's pretty cool when that happens. And so we were honored to be able to do that. And then Friday, we went out to dinner. We had our mani-pedis, went out to dinner. Let's see. And Saturday we had the baby all day, which was fun. We always have them. Usually if we're in town, we're going to have them on Saturdays, and, good times there. And then of course, Sunday was, oh, wait, let me back up. Saturday night after the baby left, we did watch a movie. We watched two movies. Friday night, we watched Pacific Heights with Michael Keaton. And then Saturday night, we watched Night Shift with Michael Keaton. Both of them were, you know, pretty good and pretty decent. All right, I just turned off my car. Why are their lights still on? Maybe they'll go off in a minute. That's weird. There's some lights still on. Oh, because the lights are on. It'll go off in a minute, I'm sure. Sorry. All right, got distracted. And then Sunday, we went to the birthday party first. Then we back up. Y'all. Sunday morning, I went to the Comic-Con, thank you to some special people, and I got to meet my childhood hero, Lindsay Wagner, who portrayed the Bionic Woman, Jamie Summers, back in the day when I was growing up as a child. Got me through some pretty stressful times when I was a kid, and I wanted to be just like Jamie Summers, and I got to meet her. She was very quiet. I don't even think she said anything to me. And, you know, I barely said anything to her either. But I was like, yeah, thank you for everything and get me through my childhood. I pretended to be the Bionic Woman all the time, blah, blah, blah. She just smiled and nodded. But I got my picture with her and she signed a photograph for me. And yes, I went out and bought a frame immediately and it is on full display at the house. All right, so that's cool. And then, let's see, got to pick up my taxes today. I guess there's some things happening today. I think, doesn't the trial for Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels start today? I believe it does. I've not been paying attention to the news. Of course, we found out that Iran flew some drones over to Israel, attacked Israel. Yeah, that's what happened. But then it kind of quieted down after that. I don't know. I've not been paying attention to it. I apologize. It's only been 3 minutes since I've been talking. Okay, we're going to get to this McDonald's story. The mystery has been solved, y'all. Okay, this person says she's a food scientist. And here's why Coke tastes better at McDonald's. This is written by Tracy Schwartz. Why does Coke taste better at McDonald's? Popular food scientist Abby Thiel is refreshing our memories. The special formulation of McDonald's Coca-Cola has long been the subject of conspiracy theories, with the international burger chain trying to tamp down speculation in 2021 by revealing that one reason why its Coke is so delicious. Oh my God, did you get that? So delicious. Is that it filters every drop of water before it enters the soda fountains. Soft drinks producers will usually have their own water supplier or a filtration system to increase the quality of water, Thiel explained to Parade last week. Most often, chlorine is removed as it can result in a disinfectant taste. The water hardness will be adjusted since it affects the acidity of the drink, and iron will be removed to limit color and flavor defects, she continued. Without this treatment, the end result is a Coke that has off flavors and aromas due to low quality, inconsistent water. Well, there you have it. Earlier this year, the Reddit post, "Does McDonald's Coke really taste the best?" generated debate about whether the best Coke could be found at McDonald's or Walt Disney World. I didn't know that this was a battle or a contention. I did not know about the Coke being tasting better. I knew coffee tasted better at McDonald's. That's for damn sure. Out of all the fast food, when we used to travel before, you know, we traveled with our own coffee, McDonald's was the best. I think the McDonald's coffee is the best. Also, McDonald's has the best fries. Although Whataburger is a close second with the French fries. All right, so hands down, my favorite place to get a Coke, one fan fond about McDonald's. And now here's this one person's thought. She thinks it's the straw. We'll see. And you have to get, I have to try to get through this paragraph. It's not well written. All right. It's the straw that makes it. I used to get McDonald's on the way into the pizza place I ran, another devotee dished. I'd refill with our Coke and it'd taste the same. I've also gotten McDonald's and forgot a straw, so used our thinner ones. Tasted nothing like McDonald's Coke. Sounds weird, but try it. Needs to be a big straw. McDonald's bosses agree. Wow. Okay. Explaining in 2021, post that their straw is slightly wider than a typical straw, so all that Coke taste can hit your taste buds. There you go. Another key distinction is that McDonald's pre-chills the water and Coke syrup before they go into the fountain machines in a special ratio that factors in melting ice. Wow, this is a scientific experiment, isn't it? All right, most products are traditionally prepared as a syrup plus water mix in a ratio of some one part syrup to between 3 to 6 parts water, Thiel told Parade. This allows a concentrated batch of syrup to be made and then pre-proportioned with water to form the final product. McDonald also pointed out that its dispensers remain cold, which Thiel says helps maintain the carbonation level to keep the soda perfectly bubbly. I think that's why. There you have it. There's one more paragraph. Let's see what it says. And in April 2014, the New York Times reported that Coke delivers its syrup to McDonald's in stainless steel tanks instead of in plastic bags. Well, interesting, as it does for other restaurants to ensure freshness. Facts: McDonald's fountain Coke hits different, one Redditor concluded. Well, all of that factors in. There's so many things going on. They keep it cold. They deliver it in stainless steel tanks instead of the plastic bags. You need a big straw. So there you go. If you ever wondered why Coke tastes better, there you have it. Mystery solved. Okay, so let's see. Where am I here? I guess we can go straight to the question of the day. Well, we'll just stick with what we were talking about. Who do you think has the best fries or the best Coke, if you want to do that, since that's what we were talking about? I say McDonald's has the best fries and the best Coke. Second runner-up with the fries is going to be Whataburger. That's what I think. Okay, I got to go. You guys have a great day. Thanks for listening.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays what?
We're not a democracy!